This meeting is now being recorded.
Open the meeting, 2:30. Attendant, number two, attendant and apologies. Apologies is...
Councillor Payne, yep, Councillor is an apology, and leave of absence for Councillor Trenfield.
Leave the absent, Trenfield. Any disclose for interest? Councillor Willock?
Why would I have any?
Yes.
That's got nothing to do with me anymore.
Clause 17.1 and clause door. Is talking about the pub, and you know, and after you declare in the book, the point you involve, you need out of the office.
All right, I'll leave.
Nobody, any closer interest? Four, public question time. Any question?
No question.
Neil, thank you. Petition, deputation, presentation, submission. Neil. Six, notions in the matter to discuss behind door. Yes, 17.1. Application for leave of absent. Anyone?
I don't have to put that in, so it would change the date. It's beautiful.
Neil. Announcement concerning meeting attended. Anyone? Neil.
Well, a little bit harder. The last meeting I went to was Q Parliament.
Oh, yeah.
That was May, wasn't it?
Yes, because you're not here before.
What date did we go to that on? 8th, 9th, 9th?
Or was that 8th? Back in April.
10 or something like that.
Yeah, 11th of April.
And all our good politicians turned up again. Very good they were. Only one there was Shane Love and, the man of miles who does must be. If you get to pay your mileage, no wonder he's...
In this meeting, the president or the secretary give any explanation why the politician not coming to the meeting?
It was originally put forward that Basil Zemplis would attend with Walga and Melissa Price, but when the Walga CEO attended Q Parliament, I believe it was because the rest of them had been waylaid and hadn't left Perth.
Yeah, what's his name flew over on that same day, the bloke who got his ass kicked, the leader of the Liberal Party. That's why they never showed up. Yeah.
Any discussion about the our problem, the road and health stuff in there, in the government?
So we put forward our DFIS motion.
Yep.
And that was altered by Walga, not the zone, and yeah, it still was similar to what was intended for getting Walga to seek information from other councils where they've had issues with flood damage. Yeah.
Didn't our illustrious president want changes done to or was that the one you were just talking about?
Yeah.
They made a motion and changed it there in front of us.
And the zone not saying nothing?
They were still able to vote on the amendment, but yeah, what Walga was seeking clarity on what they had to do.
Help.
Mm. Yeah. And, yeah, no issue with more important stuff, you know, that was not, it's discussion before, not touch the miscellaneous license with our neighbor, Momangan.
Still waiting.
Still waiting. I don't know what happened with the the EQ Parliament is so poor. You know, it's, I don't know what thinking these people when the EQ Parliament is our key, you know, for pushing. But the moment, I think
well, I there wasn't a great deal of interest, really. I mean, there was good turn-ups like water supply. I think Walga had a couple there.
The Mount Magnet have just been pushing for a... because I believe they'll have 6 or 7 vacant seats for 7 or 9 positions, which is similar to just the seats that'll be vacant for the October elections.
Mm-hmm.
For a couple of the other neighbours, they put forward for Walga and all the department to come out to do a councillor information session, which at this stage is late July or in August. I think it's in August.
Mm.
And it was difficult for Magnet to convince Walga to come out and do that, and have managed to get it alongside a Murchison Executive Group meeting. But it was still, trying just to get Walga to support that in the region.
Personally, I think Walga are very trying.
My problem, you know my position clear with Walga. I don't have any issue to anyone, personally, never. But in my knowledge, you know, Walga, for a long time, no representing 100% to this area. You know?
They've become too political. And they shouldn't be. They're supposed to be here to look after the Shires. And now they've got their own agenda, which is not helping any of us.
Because it's, guys, it's not cheaper to be a member of the world.
You know? We're going to bring that up at the thing there and see if we can have a breakaway.
The thing is, the first thing is Walga, you know, said, okay, left the Walga, it's no easier. Because meaning I need a lot of stuff behind, like insurance. You know, this is big, big issue. You know, the insurance in Walga, you know, it's no in and out, you know, easier. But I think I need with our representative, you know, for example, Leslie. Leslie represents the son, you know, and he must push it for the son, you know. He's a good guy, he's an acknowledgement man, you know, Les. And he needs a little push, you know.
We have an issue with DFIS, whatever.
Yeah.
And my understanding is Walter's there to back up the Shires. That's what the whole thing started off to be. And as far as I can work out, they're not interested. They don't want to have issues with the government.
It's not the same position.
Don't stick up for them. They're not helping the Shires.
Yeah, no, I agree. If you, what is the name? Ian Henry, always forgot the name, the ex-president?
Picard?
Picard. You remember President Picard? He's everywhere. He fighting for Walga when he was a president. He everywhere. You call 24/7, his answer, I give to you what you want. Always. But the last time to now is totally different, you know, position. How run the big organization.
Through the chair, it wasn't the president of Walga and the lady from Morrill, wasn't she supposed to be at Walga at Pew?
Yes, yeah, but she stayed with the politicians in Perth.
That's how much they, yeah, all right.
Yes, this is the problem. Okay, thank you for you. I need to prepare again the meeting for Walga next 6 months. 9. Confirmation of the minutes. official recommendation that the minutes of the council meeting held on the 2nd of May 2025 is attached to be confirmed and as true and correct record. Somebody move it.
Oh, I'm here, but I read it.
Stan. Second?
How would they read it, but I
read it.
We done due diligence and read it.
Put in bold. Ten minutes of committee meetings. Neil. 11.1, capital progress report, officer recommendation. The council received the progress report on the capital work program as the 30 April 2025. Somebody move it. Stan, second that. Any question? Put in bold. Yeah. 11.2, technical service reports as of 29 May of 2025. Officer recommendation, the council received the technical service report of 29 May of 2025. Somebody move it.
I have a question about this before we move on, or I'm not allowed to?
No, move first after you make the question.
All right.
Second?
Okay.
Okay, now, any question?
Is there any reason why we can't have the works manager or whatever come and put this before us?
No. No, it's just something that wasn't happening when I rocked up. Sometimes it coincides, so the works RDO of Fridays coincides with council meetings.
We don't have to have it all the time, but I think it would be nice just for whoever may have the job, get the job or doing the job, comes in every now and then and says, you know, we've done this, we're doing this, and instead of reading it on here, it's good enough. We drive around enough to know what they're doing.
No, that's definitely a conversation with them who's coming into the role. If they do a 5-day week and not the early starts, then that'll be a whole lot easier to fit in. Otherwise, it might just be every second meeting or something like that.
Not everybody, not quite once.
I was just when their Friday coincides with the otherwise, all good.
Any other question? Put in bold. 13 financial reports. Officer recommendation, the council received the schedule of account paid during April 2025 and listed covering EFT, directly debit payment, credit card payment, and wages and number and totaling $1,184,447.94 from the share of municipal bank account. Somebody move it. And Tamisha. Any question? Put in bold. 13.2 investment reports. Officer recommendation, the council received investment report at the 30 April 2025. Somebody move it.
Just because that's not specifically there and it's included in the financial statement, we might just defer that one. It's not itemized as its own register. We'll just defer that one.
Okay.
So 13.2
is deferred.
Yeah.
13.3, monthly financial statement at 30th April 2024.
On the top, there's two lots of 2025 on either side of it.
25. Okay, statement under the sentence 30th April 2025. Of the recommendation, the Council received the statement of financial activity for the period ended 30th April 2025 in accordance with the Regulation 34 of the Local Government and Financial Management and Regulation 1996. Somebody move it. Seconda? Any question? Put in bold. Differential rate 2025-2026, proposed rate and minimum and object and reasons.
Are we going to do a supplement to this one?
Of all, Councillor Agenda, now, I propose and make a motion in that one, you know, for just discussion before for the incentive, you know, for the next right, you know, and talking about between 5 to 8%.
So if the intention was to go for a 3% increase, with yes, being approximately inflation CPI, then we could look at so a 8% increase with a 5% early payment. So anyone paying on time would only be paying the 3% increase.
Okay, you put the motion.
Okay. So because...
That seems rather a lot. I mean, so it's an 8% increase for all ratepayers, right?
Yep.
But if you pay at folk, you're only paying the CPI? No, the CPI is 5%. And the increases.
So you're getting not the 5% getting knocked off for paying on time, meaning that if you're paying on time, it's only the 3% increase.
3% increase.
Yeah, yeah. No, it seems rather, as you were saying, it does seem rather a lot to be getting 5% off your bill, off your rates.
Three percent for say the town property, so the rate notices would be in the vicinity of about four, so without rubbish and ESL, yeah, yes, the rate component's about $450 or $400 and something. And then so the three percent would be about $13 or $15 dollar increase.
Now how would you put the motion?
So we still need the bulk of it to stay the same because it's authorising us to advertise for differentials.
Yeah.
But we effectively add a fourth point to say that we amend the rate in the dollar increase. By a further 5%.
And suspend it, the draw.
In the... Yes, I mean the... increase.
And include a...
To 8% and 0.5 include a 5% early payment. Count for rates paid before the due date.
Yep.
On and before?
Yeah, if it's paid on the due date, then that's still, include a 5% early payment discount for rates paid, on or before the due date.
First due date, actually, because you want to do it first.
Yep. In some way there, you're going to
So our draw has been brought back to council every year, so it hasn't been a policy.
Yes.
And if it is, then we'll just bring that back at the future. I mean, the rate and the dollar increase to 8%, or say in 0.2.
Yep.
In 0.2. And just so that everyone's aware there, those figures were a 3% increase, so that table will change to an 8% increase. Yep, but we're just not able to work that out right this second.
Put the motion in. Who move it? Second. Angus. Put in vote for the amended. 4-0. Now.
So still a mover and a seconder, but if you're happy for that mover and seconder to be the ones that brought in the motion to open up.
Yeah.
Discussion.
Yeah. Discussion that one there. Now I'm put the. For the point.
Yeah.
You know? No, because it's amended the fair motion. And now vote for, pass the motion. You know? Who move it? Second that? Angus. Put them both. Pass.
Whew. Is that where you're going to leave?
I'll refer people to the Charles Bugatti.
Is his one?
14.1 general report. The Council received the Chief Executive Officer General Report. Somebody move it. Stand on it. Any question?
I will write to the new Health Minister now, and there's also a Health Minister, I believe, for Preventative Health.
Yep.
So we might get a better answer than we got last time for the lack of... dental attendance at the primary school.
Yep. Yeah, because it's anyone who knows, you'll go pushing for the new band. I have the new band, but I don't have dentists. You know, but I have $85,000 for the rising, plus million for the, what do you call it, the...
Through the chair, I've been looking for a new career change.
Put in both. Vote. 14.2 budget amendment, community events. The officer recommendation. The council accepted at the budget amendment for the following four accounts: healthy communities account, festival and events, other culture, community development, fund, community art, allowing to the remaining balance of all accounts to be used for the described community activities. Somebody move it. Second that. Any question? Put in vote. Mr. Willow?
I want to know if I can ask a question before or after the vote on it.
I said make a question, you don't make the question.
Oh, just reading something. Okay. Has he got someone take over the arts centre yet?
Are we looking
for someone to take over the arts
centre? We have engaged a couple of casuals that we will try and do events and time in for, say, when we have locals that are utilising it, we'll make it available.
Locals going down painting and doing things, and
even when that was happening, most of that related to the fact that we were being paid by MEDAP.
All right.
Yeah. So the vast majority of the attendance was for the MEDAC program, which we got paid by MEDAC to have the doors open. So we still open by appointment. So if a community member says, I want to go and have a paint, then we send someone down. But yeah, staffing it for 40 hours a week for one or two people to walk through the door.
Oh,
it takes a little bit more thinking.
We
about
are
going to
be open once the tourists start, if they start.
We're looking at moving some of the artwork to a few of the other facilities. So instead of having the gallery there, we may look at having some of the artwork at either the caravan park or here at the Shire office, or once we get the railway a little bit more established. Mm-hmm. We could have the caravan park and the artwork in there down at the highway.
Yeah, I think they would.
Can I have the alarms and the cameras up by then?
Could also be an opportunity for future pub plans as well.
The more important is to start continue working with the meeting, you know, because
the changes at a federal level of attendance not being compulsory did have a big impact.
Yeah.
Alright.
Put in both?
Yep.
14.3. Vital the right MBM resources operation. Officer recommendation. The council by the of the outstanding debit assessment A-238 being the mine tenement N59/00106, giving the company bracket ABM Resources Operation Pink Limitada is no longer registered in the tenement, has been violated the director and inviable to locate an unsecured debit. Somebody move it. Any question?
Haven't we done this before?
Not for this ratepayer.
Not for this lack of ratepayer. Right. So we're doing them.
Yeah, we're
find them.
Tidying up our unsecurable or unrecoverable debts.
Put them both?
Yeah.
So we do make sure we go through every avenue we can for debt collection before getting to that stage. Yeah, we've got 14.1.
Mr. Willow, if possible, you're coming out for a couple of minutes. 14.4. You stay there, don't move. 14.4. Chief Executive Officer Leave Request. Officer recommendation, the council authorization, the cash out of 38 hours annual leave for the chief executive officer and approved annual leave from the 10th of July to the 17th of July 2025 inclusive. Two recommendations.
No, that's the second item. It's just back in front.
Oh, okay. Somebody move it. Stand. Second up. Councillor Wheeler. Any question?
So for periods of less than 6 weeks, we have an existing policy where the deputy can be appointed as the acting.
Yeah.
I have also mentioned in that report that I will probably look at taking long service leave in the first quarter of next year. Just haven't been in the sector for 10 years. That's now what was available in March. So just so that council are aware for that period of time.
We'll train him.
Yeah.
How long is your long service leave?
So there's 13 weeks, but I'll probably end up taking 6 or 8 plus a week or two of annual leave, so it'll be 2 odd months that I'll be away. But also on that, just for workload, it'll be a bit, you don't want to just not be here and have no one filling boots. So we'll see what's easier for, not for me, but for Glenn, of whether we get an acting deputy or finance or other way around. Yeah, just to cover that. And then I have made a suggestion in there that we will need to look at a nice clear hierarchy for a chief bushfire control officer, just being in the height of our bushfire season, just making sure that it's ironed out, that we've got someone who's wanting to be responsible in that area. We've got a list of about five or six fire control officers, but I'm still the chief, so it'd still be someone that has the ability to hand over to DFIS and make a few of those calls. Interesting, but might still want a little bit of time to learn a few other things before getting thrown into deep end.
Just remember the guy working for us now, he has the list, what's his name?
Jimmy McNamara. Jimmy McNamara.
I think Jim, sorry, Jim, everybody knows Jim, you know, Jim McNamara, he has plenty of experience. He know the area, he know the people, he know he's a practical guy, he know making around, because he working here for nearly 3 years.
Yeah.
You know?
I think a good idea.
This guy, plus, I have the list with us. You know, he have one list. Meaning, it's part of the house.
Yeah, it would be up to them to put their hand up, up to him. But no, I can definitely ask that question between now and then. That's just why I put it forward as a comment, just so that these things can be thought about. And they can
I think it's a good idea to start talking now, just for start get the problem. Okay, any question? Put them both.
What about is Combo retired altogether? He might fill in with Jim.
Yeah, he's been coming up to help him out anyway.
Yeah. They're all getting bored at home, so. Right,
okay.
So now you want me to leave?
We'll just get a mover and a seconder to move behind closed doors. Just discuss the contract.
Yeah.
You had two hands up there.
Next.
Closed
doors.
Have we got a
call
with that?
Somebody move it for closed door. Angus. Put in bold.
Do it properly too.
Okay.
Do you have Stan or Tamisha for the seconder?
Angus and Tamisha. Okay, everybody have the document in the hand? Where is the coffee? You're wasting the time.
No, it's fair time, Nelly.
Jesus. Next meeting. The 2nd, the 7th. 2025, 10 o'clock, and here in the chamber.
That was on the 2nd or the 7th?
2nd, the 7th.
And not 10, what did you
say?
It wasn't in the afternoon, was it?
No.
Yeah,
10
o'clock.
You know. 10 o'clock.
We're going to be here at 9 o'clock for the
pre-start. Yeah, 9 o'clock, start for discussion, the agenda. Close the meeting.
You can treat that as a resolution. So have a mover and a second or a vote.
Oh, for the council for because he changed the meeting. Stan Angus. Put in both. For sure. Okay, this is the meeting. Okay, close the meeting. 3:20. Thank you very much, guys.